and the working lady.
Acts 19 and 10.
From chapter 19, verse 19.
It says, and this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all which dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jew and Greek.
Akuti ndipo izi zinapitirira pa zaka zokwanira ziviri kwakuti vonse vamene vanali Asia muja vanamva mau vonse va Yuda kapena va mitundu.
Also verse 20.
Pa verse ya 20 naponso.
So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed.
Ndipo mawu ya Mulungu yanakula na kugonjesa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to read one verse in chapter 12.
Nifuna kuverenga so verse 12 pa chapter 12.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Acts.
Machitidu amene.
12 verse 24.
Pa verse ya pa chapter 12 na verse ya 24.
It says, but the word of God grew and multiplied.
Akuti ndipo mawu ya Mulungu yanakula futhi nakugonjesa.
Hallelujah.
Tipemphere.
Heavenly Father, we come to you once again, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
After reading the scripture, Lord, we come to you knowing that you are an ever-present help in time of need. And Lord, we always want to be as Paul was when he ministered the word of God. He said, my sufficiency is of God.
Amen.
Lord, we must always realize that our help cometh from the Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, without that anointing to bring the word of God, Lord, we would be failures. And without the anointing on the people, they could not hear. Lord, I pray that you'll anoint us to speak the word, anoint the people to receive. And Lord, we'll be ever so careful to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Now, Paul said, all Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus.
So, vano Paul ananena kuti Asia yonse inamva mawu ya Yesu Kristo.
Paul was an apostle of that day.
Ndipo Paul anali mtumiki mtawe ya meneja.
That had left home at the leading of the Lord.
Ndipo wanachoka kunyumba kumalo yao mene wana kukala kamba kukisogorele ndundi ya mwe.
And went to far off Asia.
Ndipo anaenda ku Asia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And preached the word of God.
Na kulali kila mawe ya Mulungu.
And God had told him they will receive.
Ndipo Mulungu nao zakutiwa wazala njira.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to read that one scripture there in Acts
28.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Show you that they were to receive the word. Thank you, brother. Amen. That they were to receive the word.
Kukone kuti iyo banzeva bana konzekeretwa kuti banzamvera mau.
That the Lord was sending.
Amene ambuya anali kutumiza.
And God don't send the word except for 2 reasons.
Mulungu amatumiza mau kwa mbali ziviri.
For the people to receive and receive benefit from it.
Koma iye amatumiza kuti vanthu valandire ndipo vapeze phindu ku mau.
Or he can send the word and let you know we're at the end time and judgment's upon.
Ndipo Mulungu atuma mau kuti setidziwe kuti timasiku omaliza. Na kupeleka chiweruzopo.
And judgment's upon those who reject the word.
Ndipo chiweruzo chimabwera kuli vanthu vamene vakana mau.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But thank God we're of those that receive.
Koma tiyamika Mulungu chifuka ife ndife amene tilandira mau.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Paul, he was at Rome here.
Ndipo Paulo pamene anali ku Rome apa.
By this time he was in prison for the word of God.
Koma iye tsopano anali na mau ya Mulungu apa.
But he was giving a testimony here to the Jews.
Koma nao pereka umboni iye kwa Yuda apa.
As to why he preached what he preached.
Chifukwa chamene iye anali kulalikira zamene anali kulalikira.
And why he did what he did.
Chifukwa chamene iye anali kuchita zamene iye anali kuchita.
So he began to tell what the Lord has told him.
So nto iye anamba kuuza vantu za wamene Mulungu iye anachita mwa iye.
Amen.
Amen.
So Paul was allowed to have his own house.
Paulo anala mulilidwa kutanga nkale na nyumba ya.
And he preached the word to those that came. So Acts chapter 28,
verse 31,
it says, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things concerning the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him.
Iye anali kulalikira za ufumu wa Mulungu na kupunzisa zonse zamene Mulungu anamuuza kulalikira kopana munthu wakumulesa.
Amen. Now after read that, I want to read verse 28.
Nifuna kuverenga sona 28.
It says, "Be it known therefore unto you that salvation, that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it."
Akuti zizivike kwa inu kuti chipulumuso chinachumizidwa kwa mitundu ndipo iye iwo vazalandira.
While one group was rejecting it,
mbali mozi inari kukana,
God said, "I'm going to send it to the Gentiles," and he told Paul, "They will hear it."
Ndipo Mulungu anauza Paulo kuti azamtumiza kwa mitundu na kunena kuti iwo vazamva.
Hallelujah. Amen. God knew where the people was that wanted it.
Mulungu anali kuziva kuti kuamene kuli vanthu amene vangalandire.
He knew where the predestinated was.
Anakuziva kuamene kuli vanthu amene iye anavasankha.
And he knew they would receive that type message.
Iye anaziva kuti iwo vazalandira uthenga umenewu.
Amen. I want to read verse 29 also.
Tiverenga pa verse 29 naponso.
And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasoning among themselves.
Ati ndipo pamene analankhula mawu amene ayo, Vayuda vanaenda ngakuyamba kuganiza veka mkati mwa iwo.
Amen.
Amen.
Now what we see here,
chametiona apa,
is a message coming forward.
Ndiutenga wamene ukuenda.
It was shaking the whole religious system.
Unali kugwedeza yonse mama
mchipepezo. And the word says, all Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus.
Ndipo mawu yanena kuti Asia yonse inamva mawu ya Mulungu.
So I want to change that.
Choncho nifuna kusinta apa.
Word Asia.
Liu la kuti Asia.
Hallelujah. Amen. All Africa heard the words of the Lord.
Dikulela kuti Africa yonse inamva mawu ya Mulungu.
Amen. Praise God.
Alemekezepe Mulungu.
As we look at this today, amen, it's a similar situation as it was in Paul's
day. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was a group that was called the circumcision, which were of the Jewish origin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 They were the Jews that had the law.
Ndipo vanali wa Yuda vamene vanali na lamulo.
They were the Jews that had the letter of the word.
Ndipo vanali wa Yuda vamene vanali na malemba.
Amen. They were the Jews that had the tree of knowledge.
Ndipo Yuda vamene vanali na mtengo wa moyo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when God set the tree of life there,
kama vamene Mulungu anaika mtengo wa moyo kuja,
they rejected.
Vanakana sovan.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So today, all Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus.
So Asia yonse inamba mawu ya mbiye Yesu Kristu.
And now all Africa hearing the word of the Lord Jesus.
So yonso Africa yonse inamba mawu ya mbiye Yesu Kristu.
Now, when we begin to look at the word that Paul preached,
pamenti amba kuyanga na mawu ya mene Paul analalikira,
it's very important to note,
nichofunikira kuti tizindikire,
amen, that it went all the way beyond,
ndipo kunena kuti kumbuyoko,
what was being preached in the synagogue.
Pamene chinali kulalikira mmasinagoge.
Hallelujah. It was something fresh from heaven.
Chinali chochokera kumwamba chasopano.
Amen. And the word began to grow and multiply.
Ndipo mawe anamba kukula ndi kukula.
Now there was no time the word grew and multiplied.
Kunali bentawe amene mawa yanakula na kukula
in the synagogues as the Jews.
Masinagoge mwamene munali wa Yuda.
And they were so very, very careful to stay right with the letter of the word.
Ndipo iwo anali osamala kweni kweni kuti vankhale na malemba yochokera mulamulo la Moses.
Amen. They had scribes to be sure they got every word just right.
Vanali na valembi vamene vanali kugwira ntchito kunena kuti valungidzikise vonse bwino bwino.
Amen. It was the occupation of the scribes.
Inali ntchito yawo alembi amene awa yolemba lemba.
To be sure every I was dotted and every T was crossed. Hallelujah. But there set the tree of life right among them and they didn't recognize
it. Hallelujah.
Praise God. God had the people in reserve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That the Jews knew nothing about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God was opening a new door for the gospel.
Amen.
And as we begin to look at the word of God in the days of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And the commandment he gave his apostles.
Ndipo lamulo lamene anapasa watumwi wake.
In the 10th chapter of the book of Matthews.
Mateo chapter 10.
He told his 12, he called them to
him.
And told them, go forth to preach the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
And he told them, preach only to the Jews.
Anati imwe mulalikile kwa Yuda chabe.
He said, go not in the ways of the Gentiles.
Amen.
Go not to the Samaria. But go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now that time period was to come to an end.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God already knew what he was going to do with the Gentiles.
Amen.
Although the religious world didn't. No, God knew.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But Jesus Christ came with a covenant to the nation of Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Therefore, he came to the Jews.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said, salvation is of the Jews. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as he preached the gospel, he did not go to the Gentiles.
Amen.
Amen. He went to the Jews. He could not go to the Gentiles without
breaking
the word.
Amen.
Because God has made a covenant with the fathers, Abraham.
Amen. Abraham.
Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said, salvation is of the Jews.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But God had something just beyond the mountaintop.
Amen.
That they knew nothing about. Hallelujah. Heaven in reserve. To take a message to a people.
Amen.
To a brand new people.
Amen.
Someone that haven't received before.
Amen.
And he had a messenger to take the gospel.
Amen.
Out.
Amen.
So all Asia heard the words of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Now all Africa is hearing the word of the Lord Jesus.
Sovano Africa yonse ilikumba mau ya Yesu Kristo.
God had an apostle.
Mulungu anali na mtumwi.
His name was Paul.
Zina lake anali Paulo.
He was not the order of the 12.
Yeah, sanari bandanda ndawawa za wamene wali 12 for
Sunday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The order of the 12, they went strictly to the Jews.
Mdanda ndawawa za 12 for Sunday za wanaenda chape kwa Yuda.
Peter had the key to the kingdom.
Peter had the funguro za ufumu wa kumwamba.
So God used Peter to open the door at Cornelius' house for the Gentiles.
Mulungu anasenzesa Peter kuti akasegule kunyumba ya Cornelius.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God gave them a Pentecostal blessing.
Ndipo Mulungu anampasa daliso la Pentecost.
Amen.
Just like he did the Jews.
Monga vena anachitira kwa Yuda.
Amen.
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 And when Peter went back to Jerusalem.
Pamene Petro anabwerera ku Yerusalemu.
All the Jewish apostles,
bose ba apostles ba Yuda bata,
they contended with Peter because he went to the Gentiles.
Basana bana msana pitiliza na Peter fanana anaenda kwa mtu.
Amen.
And they said you went in and ate with the unclean.
Adio naenda na mtu amene wa desedwa.
Amen. In other words, you defiled yourself.
He was so na iwe ndio wa desedwa na iwe.
You associate with those people, you defiled yourself.
You are bizana nao mtu amene swali wa chape chape.
Hallelujah. But Peter began to relate what God has told him.
Kama Petro anaamba kuwauza zamele mulungana muuza.
But Peter learned his lesson well.
Kama mulungita anapunzira punziro lake bwino.
Because we have no record where he ever went back to the Gentiles again.
Chifuka itsitina simbiraso kuti anabwelaso kwa mitundu.
And that was exactly what God wanted him to do.
Ndipo ndeza amene mulungana ufuna kuti azichite.
By this time Paul has struck a man down on the way to Damascus.
Chifuba iye Paulo sopano analata kanchito kunjira ku Damascus.
Amen. The Apostle Paul.
Mtumi Paulo.
He said, I'm going to send you to the Gentiles.
Anabuza kuti wenza kutuma kwa mitundu.
And said, you are going to be a light to the Gentiles.
Ati wozankala kuunika kwa mitundu.
You are going to deliver them from the power of darkness.
Iyo zacho sakumpambia mtima kwa tubwesa kunyari.
Hallelujah. So Paul went into Asia.
Chonto Paul anaenda ku Asia.
Amen. He didn't necessarily take the scrolls with him.
Iye sana tenge vita mabuku kuenda nao.
Amen. He had a fresh word of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, nani kama uyasomane yangu Yesu Kristo sopano.
He had a message has never been preached before.
Anani na utenga wamene suna lalikiriwe duwepo kutawe ulukari.
Amen. The Bible says the word grew, it multiplied, and it prevailed.
Amen. Bible ikamba kuti mawe anakula ndipo anapulisa ndipo anakugonjesa.
Amen. That word began to multiply.
Ndipo mawe yatanamba kukula.
Revelation after revelation, God brought
forth.
Hallelujah. Amen. And all Asia heard the word of the Lord
Jesus. And
this was unwritten word.
When
Paul went into
Corinth,
amen, he began to tell them the word, the letter of the word, kill
it. He
said, but the spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
So here was a brand new move of God on the
day.
God is giving a brand new move of God.
Fourth
word that's been hid from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Amen. It's bringing the second hand to that word.
Amen.
Amen. St. John 2 and 22.
Kwa Yohana chapter 2 na 22.
Amen.
Amen.
It says, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus
had. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
They received the second hand of that word.
Amen.
And in the days of Paul, that was Asia's time to receive the gospel.
Ina dintawi ya Asia kuti balandile mawu ya Mulungu.
So Paul brought the word of God.
Ndipo
Paul
anabweza mawu ya Mulungu kwa iwo.
It grew, it multiplied, it prevailed.
Ndipo anakula, ndikukula, ndipo anagonjesa.
Hallelujah. Amen. A great move of God swept across Asia.
Ndipo kuenda kwa Mulungu kunaenda pakati pa Asia.
Amen. That apostolic message went forward.
Ndipo utenga wa uchipostola unaenda mu Asia.
Amen. It lasted till God got his seed out at that time.
Ndipo Mulungu anaonesa mphamvu yake kunthawi ya manager.
Amen. Then the church began to look to the organizations.
Ndipo church sopano inamba kuyangana mu mapangidwe pangidwe
yao. Amen. They began to get the creeds and dogma.
Ndipo namba kuita mozao nao sopano
mutenga. They began to reject the true word.
Ndipo namba kukana mawu yeni yeni ya Mulungu.
As the Antichrist spirit got among them.
Ndipo mzimu amene kana Kristu nangena mkati mwayo.
Amen. God took that word up.
Ndipo Mulungu anatenga mawu yayo.
He took the life off that word.
Ndipo anatenga uroyo mkati mwa mawu.
He sealed it up with seven seals.
Ndipo anavalira mkati mwa seven seals.
He said, bring it back in the last day.
Anati zakueleza izi masiko siriza.
Revelation chapter 10.
Ati wamawe amene ya kuwabwezanso.
And when we got the life of the word, the word will grow, multiply,
and amen.
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 Amen. The word is the original seed.
Yes.
As always, you heard the first hand. As always, you heard that word under that Apostle Paul.
Hallelujah.
All Africa is hearing the word
so
of God. And it's a little book that God sent down from heaven. Now we'll read the scripture in the 15th chapter of the book of Romans. 15th chapter of the book of Romans. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I want to show you here two distinct ministries. I want to show you who had the gospel for the Jews. Amen. I want to show you how that God came down in Paul in a special way. Amen.
Amen.
And that Jesus Christ had the gospel for the Jews. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ had the gospel for the Gentiles also, but it came in Paul.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He came and brought the gospel to the Gentiles. And
it
says, always you heard the word of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now he's come back again. Hallelujah.
Come on,
chapter 10.
Restored
that same
old.
Glory to God, and he's back here talking to the church today.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The word is growing, it's multiplying. It's living word. Hallelujah. And notice it says it's multiplying. Glory to God. Anything multiplies, it grows. Now the written word can't multiply. The written word can't grow.
Yes.
The written word is a dead letter of the word until it's anointed with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is alive walking around in his church today.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God.
The Word was with God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
The Word's not a book. Hallelujah, the word's in our heart.
Yes.
The word is living.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It grows.
Amen.
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 Since this Bible was written,
Bible
it hadn't grown a bit.
Amen.
Amen. But the word had continued to grow. The word grew when the seals were open. The word grew when the church ages was free. The word grew when God revealed Brother Brown was in the Old Testament. So we're here today to watch the word grow. We're here today to receive the growing.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
blessing.
Not only did it grow and multiply, but it prevailed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There was nothing could stand before it.
Hallelujah.
Because it was ordained of God.
Amen.
God's ordained it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the word is living. It's growing. It's prevailing.
Amen.
Amen. He is the Word. He's the living Word.
He
is the growing Word. Amen. Always you heard the Word. Africa's hearing the Word. As the word grew in the days of Brother Branham, it was revealed that to come in the Lord in three phases. The Lord Himself descended heaven with a shout. The word grew and let us know what that shout was. Hallelujah. Was the message that went forth round and round the world. The way the people have called back to the original. The voice of the archangel. And the tribe.
Amen.
Amen. It is at the trump of God that the dead get up out of the ground.
Amen.
Message here. Amen. It raised the dead and translates the living.
Amen.
Amen. It's the day and hour we're living in. We've moved into the third phase of His coming.
Amen.
And the third phase of His coming is when the little book is given to the church.
The
third phase of His coming is when He takes unto Himself a wife. And then He began to reveal many things to her. Praise God. I was over in Kenya preaching the Word of God. Amen. I preached on the message I've never preached before. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I preached about how God anointed Jesus. To preach the gospel to the poor.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as John was present, put in present, he began to doubt whether he introduced the right one.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said, go tell John the things you saw.
Yes, I come back to you, and I'm Johannes, I'm going to
and said, tell John that the poor has the gospel preached unto them. That anointing of Jesus is here today.
Amen.
That same anointing that called Jesus to preach the gospel to the poor.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Isn't it amazing?
It's so such a double up.
On three different occasions, it spoke of Jesus being anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. It takes a special anointing to preach the gospel.
Amen.
It can't be some sophisticated ritual.
Amen.
It can't just be the letter of the word. Be preached with power.
Amen.
It has to be preached in the language of the people.
Amen.
Not
preached in theological terms. Nibwo kulalikira chabe mu kikuziro.
Amen. When Jesus came, he didn't preach in theological terms. Mama
Yesu ona bwera kulalikira sana
kire chabe
mu kikuziro chabe wamba.
Koma
bantu balamu baiye kuno.
He was anointed with a vocabulary.
Iye anadwa sasa da chabe ndi chikuziro chabe cholama.
Amen.
Amen.
So God's got a gospel. Amen. He got an anointing. And he gives a vocabulary that fits the common people. Not to have bishops, elders, and deacons.
Amen.
Not have some type of church order. But he speaks in the language of the common people.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. He was anointed to preach the gospel.
Amen.
To the poor.
Amen.
He was anointed to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. That's us today.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Amen. As God has anointed me to preach this gospel. Amen.
Amen.
I've got a background that's very poor.
And
fact is, this kind of looked like the inside of our house.
Hallelujah.
Had dirt floors. No plumbing on the inside. No electricity. Amen. Amen. Candle or oil lamp for
light.
Amen. So God brought me from the poorest of the poor.
Amen.
And that's where I'm the happiest, when I'm among the poor.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I call Africa my home.
That's why I call Africa my home.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
But always you heard the word. Because God had apostolic ministry on the scene. Now all Africa is hearing the words of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. As we read the book of Romans, yeah, I want you to know in the 15th chapter.
Chapter 15.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ain't the Lord good?
Yes. Lord, I'm real sorry for you, know.
Amen. Amen. You were the light. Amen. Now this 15th chapter of Romans is a very good chapter along with the others.
It's 15 chapter, number chapter 15 here, Romans. The Maui Abu, the Maui
Abu. Amen. Now the Romans were Gentiles. All explained all about why Jesus came to the Jews. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he also said now, so as the Lord Jesus came to the Jews, now the Lord Jesus has come to the Gentiles. And the word grows, multiplies, and prevails.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And as the Lord Jesus came to the Gentiles, it was through the person of St. Paul.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. He had the gospel for the Gentiles. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus died for both Jew and Gentile.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But he had certain promises made to Israel.
Amen.
And he had to fulfill those promises that was made to Abraham.
Amen.
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 Amen. So he went to the Jews. But he was also going to come to the Gentiles.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So he had a man, he came and incarnated himself into the point that he had the words of the Lord Jesus.
So chanasanka muntu amene iye anatuma kuti iye akalalikire zambu Yesu Kristu.
It weren't words that was necessary written anywhere.
Koma analibe mawu amene olembedwa pali ponse.
Hallelujah. It was words that the living Jesus spoke for the present time.
Koma analibe mawu amene Mulungu wa moyo Yesu anatamba pa nthawi yamene
iyo. Today he's talking.
Amen.
And I want to begin reading with verse 4.
Ifuna kuyambira pa kuverenga pa verse 4.
It says here, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and consolation of the scripture might have hope.
Akuti zonse zinalembedwa kale zinalembedwa chifukwa chakuti ise tipunzire.
He said, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one towards another.
Ndipo Mulungu amene wachiyembekezo
according to Christ Jesus.
Wachiyembekezo iye afuna kuti tonse tinkhale amtima umodzi kulingana na Ambuye Yesu Kristu.
He talked to the Gentiles now, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Akuti kuti na maganizo amodzi na kulingalira kumozi tilemekeze Mulungu amene ali atate wa mbuye wathu Yesu Kristu.
Wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God.
Choncho landirani wina na mzache monga Kristu anatilandira kuulemerero wa Mulungu.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a good sermon there. Receive ye one another.
Akuti landirani wina na mzache.
Amen. And when we receive one another, we don't receive one another with suspicion.
Amen.
Pamene tilandira na wina na mzache tilandira na wina wache na kumuganizira kuti uyaganiza chani siliganiza kuti aganiza chani.
Amen. There's people that you can say that about, but not the ministry that God's called.
Kuli vantu amene mungakambe izo kwa iyo komosa ti utumiki wa Mulungu.
The ministry has a pure heart.
Kuma papo ministry na mtima chabe ulunjika.
And if it's not pure, God is purifying it.
Ndipo ndimungati sitsiri choncho ngide kuti Mulungu ali kuyeresa
iwe. Amen. But I want to show you the purpose of Jesus Christ coming in the flesh.
Koma nifuna kumuonesa ni cholinga chamene Ambuye Yesu Kristu anabwerera mtupili.
Paul saying here in verse 8.
Paul ali kunena pa verse 8.
He says, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcised for the truth of God to confirm the promises made to the Father.
Akuti ndikuzani kuti Yesu Kristu anali mtumiki wa mdulidwe kuti apange chilonjezo chamene analonjeza kale.
Now, a casual study of the scripture,
choncho kuverenga kwa kupunzira kwa mawu,
will show you when it's making reference to the circumcision.
Zakuonesani pamene yali kuyerekezera ku
he's speaking of the Jews.
Yes,
thank you. Zawa Yuda.
The Gentiles was called the uncircumcised. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ came as a minister to the Jews. To confirm the covenant that was made to them.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God in the Old Testament made certain promises to the nation of Israel. He promised David he'd raise up a son. The son of his throne. And there are many, many scriptures.
Ndipo kuli malemba ambiri.
And Jesus Christ was born of the seed of David.
Ndipo Yesu Kristo anabadwa mbeu ya Davide.
Born of the seed of Abraham.
Ndipo that is mbeu ya Abraham.
That's the natural side of it.
Ndipo kuli mbali ya
Amen. He was the Son of God, though we know that.
Koma ni Mlungu Mose ametizwa huyo.
Amen. But what I want you to see is how Paul went into Asia.
Koma nifuna kumuone sana kuti pamene Paul analowa mu Asia.
All of a sudden the word begin to grow and multiply. It was something they never heard of before.
Amen.
It was something that never was thought possible before.
Amen.
Here are these Gentile people receiving it.
Amen.
And God
cut
them off.
Amen.
And hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, when God struck Paul down, he said, Paul, you are going to be a light to the Gentiles.
Amen.
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 You are going to be a light to the Gentiles.
Amen.
Amen. Delivering them from the power of darkness.
Amen.
From the power of Satan. To the power of the living God.
Amen.
Now Jesus Christ didn't do that when he was here.
Yes, Christ, son,
his commandment was to stay away from the Gentiles.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't go around them Gentiles.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Salvations of the Jews.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the Jews rejected him and crucified him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then on the day of Pentecost, the believers were in the upper room praying.
Amen.
They were all Jews.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost came to the Jews. But just like with Christ, they rejected it later on down the road. Amen.
Amen.
They began to go back and try to be justified by the law. Paul said, if you're justified by the law, you're fallen from grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here Paul went into Asia with something brand new.
Amen.
Presenting Jesus Christ in a new way. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And the word began to grow.
Amen.
It began to multiply. It began to prevail.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As the light spread among the Gentiles.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we read here that Jesus Christ was a minister to the circumcised. That's verse 8. Amen. Then we go on down, and Paul began to quote scriptures as related to the Old Testament dealing with the Gentiles.
So, tienda pansa, but you wanna Paul had to come by Malemba. Monga, Yeso Christa, I would step for me to you.
That not one of the Jews saw.
So,
not one of the Jews called it in the word.
Amen.
Amen. They read right over top of it. Just like a lot of people, they reading right over top of apostolic ministry.
Prideful
ministry. Christ among you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's here today, the living Christ.
Amen.
Reading a few of these scriptures from verse 8 on down. Because Paul was going to make a statement that would be total astounding.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the USA, we got a saying when something kind of total astounding.
We got saying,
this gonna blow your mind. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if you got that saying here or not. You have?
Yes,
yeah, this will blow your mind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Paul was going to write something and say something that's never been spoken since I was a word. All Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, not the word.
Asia, you say, Namva, Maui, Yeso Christu.
We'll continue reading in chapter 15.
Tuverenge pa chapter 15.
We read verse 8 how Jesus Christ was the minister to the circumcision which were Jews.
Tambera kuti Yesu Kristo anali mtumiki ku wamdulidwe wa Yuda.
But Paul's about to make a astounding statement.
Koma Paul afuna kukamba nkani yolinjika manje.
He wants to show how it was foreshadowed in the Old Testament what God's going to do.
Ndipo afuna kuonesa kuti izi zonse zinalonjezedwa muchipangano chakare kuti Mulungu azachitalisa.
First man, Paul says, let me read you something. Let me write you something.
Lekani ndi verenge china apa.
He said, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name.
Akuti monga wa mitundu vazalemekeza Mulungu.
And Paul said, let me give you another scripture.
Amen.
And again he said, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people.
Kondorani mwa mitundu na vantu vake.
And again he said, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and Lamb, all ye people.
Sanati mwelekezani mngonso wa mpambu inu wa mitundu.
And again Elias said, thou shalt be a root of Jesse, and he shall be reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust.
Ndipo zankala mfukira ya Jesse, ndipo zalamulira pa mitundu, ndipo mitundu azamulemekeza iye.
Now these scriptures here Paul is given.
Ndipo mawe amene Paul ali kunena
is only preparatory for a statement he's about to make.
Ndipo iye anali mawe amene anali kulunjisika
pa mawe amene anali. Amen. He's going to make a statement, but he won't have some background for what he's
saying. Iye anafuna kukamba koma afuna kumvanga ndapo ibirirapo.
Because what he's about to say is going to shake them up.
Chifuwe zamena funa kukamba zizankala zo kwedeza.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now listen as we read just a bit further here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 13. Now the God of all of hope fill you with all joy and peace, believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now Paul just got through quoting some scripture from the Old Testament, the back of a statement he was about to make. He was given the first hand for the second hand he was about to speak.
Amen.
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 Amen. The first hand is written word, and they believe the scripture.
Amen.
And the words which he said.
Amen.
Amen.
Now watch as we read down. I'm going to get down to verse 16.
Verse 16.
Amen.
Amen.
It reads like this.
Amen.
Amen. It says that I should be the minister. Now listen to these words. Now Paul's making an astounding statement.
So Paul alikulankula hapa.
He just said Jesus Christ was the minister to the Jews.
Anali kunena kuti Yesu Kristo anali mtumiki kwa Yuda.
Hallelujah. Amen. And he could not go to anyone else.
Ndipo saka dakoza kuenda kwila kwati.
Jesus could not go to anyone else but the Jews.
Ndipo Yesu saka daenda kuina wacho koma wa Yuda cha.
And he told his disciples, don't go to the Gentiles.
Ndipo anauza mtumiki wake kuti msaende kulikonse.
He said, but go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Ndipo
muende kukosa zotaika za wana wa Israeli.
Because he was the minister of that purpose.
Chifukwa iye anali mtumiki kucholingachi.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. But now here's a man.
Koma iya nosobano pali uyu muntu.
The head within him.
Wamena nali mkati na mkati mwaye.
The things of Christ.
Zintu za Kristu.
To the extent that the whole fivefold ministry worked out from him.
Kufikira kwa kuti yonse fivefold ministry yatoka mwaye.
Amen. The seed of the fivefold ministry was planted in Paul.
Mbeu ya fivefold ministry nali yobyali domli Paulo.
Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher.
Pastors, evangelists na ma prophets yonse haya.
That's why he said.
Ndechifukwa chakanati.
These things you've heard me say.
Zintu zamene mwalimbandila.
Will teach the other.
Hizi zonse zipelekeni kuvera.
That they may teach likewise.
Kuti na wonse afunzise molingana.
That we all may speak with one mind and one mouth.
Kuti zonse tilakule chinthu chimodzi na maganizo amodzi.
Amen. Now here's the hand of the Lord.
Ndipo izanja la Mbuye ili.
Amen. And the five fingers represent the fivefold ministry.
Ndipo zala zifive zimili na fivefold ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
Now that one, the thumb can reach all other ones.
Ndipo ichi chikuru chingafika muli wonse.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, apostle, he can touch every office.
Amen.
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 He can operate in either one of them offices.
Amen.
That's why Paul said, I'm a teacher, I'm a preacher, and I'm a apostle.
Paul and Simulariki Capena Dinam Profita.
He was all of that. Because God planted a seed for our ministry in Paul.
All the
true ministers of that day heard what he said. All the true ministers preach while he prayed. Now there was pastors. But a pastor is someone that's heard what the apostle said. There was evangelist. Evangelist, someone heard what the apostle said.
Amen.
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 There was teachers. And the teachers heard what the apostle said.
Amen.
All of them on down the line. Now the apostle don't count either one. These fingers. Each one of these fingers individually has its work to do.
Amen.
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 But the apostle can touch all offices.
Amen.
Amen. Try taking the other one, the other finger, and touch
it. You can't do it.
Amen.
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 But the apostle alone can't get the job done. God so ordained it.
Amen.
God put five fingers on this hand.
Amen.
Without these fingers, the thumb could do very little.
Amen.
These fingers here couldn't do a lot without the thumb.
Amen.
Amen. You take that fiber.
Amen.
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 I used to be strong enough to take one hand and do something like that. But it takes all.
Amen.
And it takes all the body of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's what Jesus Christ was. He was the apostle and high priest.
Amen.
Hebrews 3:1. It says, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession.
Amen.
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 Amen. So Jesus Christ was that apostle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. From Jesus Christ spread the word out to all. Now when God cut the Jewish nation off, hallelujah, he started the same thing over with a Gentile.
Amen.
Amen. But he'd already come, died for our sins, and ascended to heaven. But years before that,
Ndikoma pasana stezi.
That was a little baby born.
Kunali mwana umu anabado baby.
Amen.
Amen.
His name was Saul.
Later he became
Paul. Amen. And this little baby that was born, he was ordained from his mother's womb to be a apostle.
God knew
it when he was born. Hallelujah. This would be the vessel that God would come to end through Christ.
And that
moment would come to the Gentiles just like it did to the
Jews.
When it came to the Jews, it was basically in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. They rejected the word. So God had ordained to call out of the Gentiles of people for his name's sake to be his wife.
Amen.
So
you
become Christ. Amen. Here come Christ to a vessel. Hallelujah. Amen. Here come Christ to a vessel that had the authority to write the word. They had the authority to speak the word. They had the authority to cause the word to grow, multiply. Hallelujah. Amen. Many of the things that Jesus said, he spoke it from the standpoint of the law. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But now the gospel came to Asia, which were Gentiles. That knew nothing about the law. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Strange people, it says, to the Jews, they were strange. Strange people.
Yeah.
He said, I was saying you to strange people.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And when he came and began to preach the word, that was the words of Christ coming to the Gentiles.
Amen.
And I'm telling you today, the words of Christ is coming to Africa. There's a revival fire burning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. There's a apostolic ministry.
Amen.
There's other ministries joining in.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We don't have to join, Christ joins.
Christ you can only be what God ordained you to be.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Always you heard the word. And then when Paul began to preach, the word began to grow. It included things that never been spoke before.
Hallelujah.
It began to multiply. And it began to prevail. And this word here is prevailing.
Amen.
Brother Mutemba here. He invited me to Africa. In 2002. Amen. He was the only minister I was in contact with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But since then, look how it has grown.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
In one of the African countries this time,
Africa,
that we didn't have time to go to, that was receiving the literature and the books, the tapes
and videos.
I got a letter signed by 12 pastors.
Yes. Pastors are 12.
Says, come to our country.
Amen.
I said, we love this word.
Amen.
We believe there's a new move taking place.
Amen.
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 If I go everywhere, I won't never get back home. Amen. Amen. Do you see what's going on?
Amen.
Christ has come down once again in Revelation 10. He gave us a little book. And he had to give the little book through the apostolic office.
And he had to produce
a New Testament bride. Hallelujah. In 2004, a voice of authorization spoke and said, go take the little book.
Amen.
Amen. There's been a message laid back since in the 50s.
Amen.
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 Praise God. I've loved the Lord all my life.
Amen.
Amen. Ever since just a little fella preaching the gospel. That's why I can say in the mid-50s I was preaching.
Amen.
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 I didn't know a whole lot about these things.
Amen.
Amen, but God has been moving.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. At first we didn't even take the message.
So
but now there's message radio program since in the 50s. And we compile 1,350
something
messages. On MP3.
By MP3.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And now they've gone out all over. There's been a message saved back. Then the message laid back. Until the voice of authorization spoke.
Says
it's time to pull the cover off of the
Amen.
Amen. So it's a manifestation. It's a maturation. It's that little book matured before us.
Amen.
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 It has become material, visible.
Amen.
Now there's a tangible little book we can eat from. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
God had started years ago.
Amen.
Just as he did with
Paul.
There was a little baby born. He grew all. From Paul's birth, he was ordained an apostle.
Amen.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 1 tells about.
Chapter 1.
Amen.
Amen.
Now watch this stunning statement Jesus Christ that Paul made concerning Jesus Christ. As we read, Jesus Christ was a minister to the circumcision. That was the person of Jesus Christ as he walked around here.
Now
he does not reveal himself to the Gentiles in person. Amen. Amen. But in spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He had a man that he trained all of his
life.
And that was ordained an apostle from his mother's womb. Hallelujah. Indeed, the ministry of Jesus Christ to cause that word to grow in most
people. Watch
what we read here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He says here in verse 16 of Romans 15.
Romans chapter 15, verse 16, Akuti.
Paul said that I may be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentile, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I hope you see the impact of that scripture.
Amen.
What Jesus Christ was to the Jew in his flesh. Jesus Christ was the same through Paul to the
Gentiles. Amen.
That's why Paul would write certain things to the church.
Ndiye chifukwa chake Paulo anakulemba zinthu zinango kumpingo.
And he would write, I would that you do this or do that.
Anakukamba kuti imwe chitanichi.
He wrote with absolute authority.
Iye anali kuzilemba na ulamuliro.
Hallelujah. When it came to marriage and divorce,
pamene anakukamba pa kukwatira na kulekana,
he went plumb beyond what Jesus had said, Moses said.
Iye anakamba zamene Yesu Kristo anakamba na zamene Yesu anakamba.
Gave the Gentile application.
Iye anapeleka iye mdada za wake kwa mitume.
Amen. Over and over he went right on bringing word.
Iye anabwezera bwezera bwesa mao.
Word that hadn't been written before.
Yamene sana lyolembedwa kale.
All Asia heard the words of the Lord Jesus.
Asia yonse inamva mawu ya Yesu Kristo.
Not words that was written in the book.
Ndipo sikuti mawu yamene anali olembedwa mbuku.
Amen. The living word, as that living word walked up and down among them.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Paul said that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
Let me read a little more here. Going on down to verse 17.
Pakuti.
I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertaineth to God.
Alichifukwa chache ndilinacho chozitamandira cha Mkristo Yesu ndizinthu za kwa Mulungu.
In other words, this is God speaking.
Amen.
This is not
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. These are the words of the Lord Jesus.
Awa ni mawu yonse ya Yesu Kristo.
And then he continues.
Ndipo apitiriza.
He said, I will not dare speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. Amen.
Pakuti sindingathe kulimba mtima kulankhula zinthu zimene Kristu sana zichita mwa ine zakumveresa anthu a mitundu ndi mawu ndi ntchito.
Amen. People are saying this is direct word, this is Jesus Christ.
Anau kama kuti aya ndi mawu yene uyu ndi Yesu Kristu.
Amen. If we want to go to Colossians chapter 1 verse 24,
ngati muyenda pa Kolose chapter 1 na verse 24,
Paul said that which is lacking of the suffering of Christ made up in my body.
Pakuti zonse zamene zinaone sedo mkuvutika kwa Yesu Kristu zione sedo mtupiranga.
Amen. Revealing mysteries that's been hid since the world.
Amen. Amen.
Christ in you Gentiles, the hope of glory. And he came with a message. And the word grew and multiplied. Because he was ordained, he stood there as Jesus Christ.
And
I will not dare speak of any of those things. He said, I won't build upon another man's foundation. He said, this is original. This is the living Christ among you. What he said to the Jews won't apply to the Gentiles.
Amen.
Amen.
God sent Paul to a people.
Paul ananena kwantu.
They had no righteousness.
Iyo vanalibe chirungu.
They were not under the law.
Ziyo swanali pasi.
They were uncircumcised.
Siyo analibo duri.
They was counted as heathen.
Ndipo iyo anakuberekedwa monga mutu.
Amen.
Paul said some of you were adults.
Ndipo ispano natipambiri wena
wa mbele wa chikolo. Some of you fornicated.
Ndipo mbele ngo nali wa
dawa. Some of you were adultery.
Wena munali wa wachigololo.
He said but now.
Koma sobano.
That's why we walk in the light.
Ndiye chifukwa chake tienda mkuunika.
Hallelujah. Blood and light traveled together.
Ndipo mwazi na nyale ziendera pamodzi.
Amen. I preached that over at Brother Andrew's church.
Ndinalandikira kuli brother
2 years ago. The blood and the light.
light travels together.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The light of God's word caused the blood to be applied.
Amen.
That's why the Lamb had 7 eyes and 7 horns. In John's vision, showing that each messenger had the word to get the blood applied for that church. Paul came with a message that would cleanse you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peter began to try to look back to the law. Paul said, if you're justified by the law, you're falling from grace. Paul had a message that told the Gentiles that Jesus Christ became sin for you, that you might become the righteousness of God.
Amen.
He took your sins. God took your sins and put them on Christ. God took Christ's righteousness and he put it on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why his wife is clothed in fine linen, clean and
white.
God came forth through
Paul.
He says, God ordained me from my mother's womb. God prepared a vessel that Christ Jesus came within in such a way that very office of apostle containing all the other offices.
Amen.
Came right into that man.
Amen.
And that man would speak the word.
Amen.
And it was unquestionable word.
Amen.
And it was unchallenged word.
Amen.
He said it's the word of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. In this hour we're living in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's come again.
Amen.
Amen. Through the same office of the apostle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To bring that light, that word, to cause you to be pure white.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul said, God has ordained me.
Paul and Akamba Bujine Anizosa in Okaram Tumiku Kwami Tundu.
Amen. Paul was ordained and him alone.
Paul and Adosa and Tipoye come
to introduce a bride to Christ.
Uti Atione Sere Akwa Aonesem Kwatikum Kwatibwe.
She was a virgin.
He not in
Amen.
Amen.
He said, I espouse you to one husband. That I may later on present you to Christ.
Amen.
His wife. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He had that supreme authority. If Jesus Christ was standing right there in the flesh, he wouldn't have said anymore or done anymore.
Oh,
God had prepared
the
vessel and he had the gospel of Jesus Christ for you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Well, that same Jesus is here today.
So yes, O Christ,
speaking the same word.
Amen.
He's still alive.
Amen.
The tree of life has been replanted.
Amen. Among
you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I started to ask where Brother Lovemore's at.
Amen.
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 Because I preached over his church on Monday morning.
The
planting again of the tree of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's planted right here in Africa. It's planted in other places, I believe the word.
Hallelujah.
It's spreading forth. It's bringing
forth for harvest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Paul brought to them the words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Paulo anabwesa kwa iye mawu ya Yesu Kristu.
Now Paul, he was learned in the word.
Chonto Paulo anali wafunzira mu mawu.
But he said, I had to forget everything I knew.
Ati ine ninasifunzira kuibala zose zamene nali kuziva.
Because this thing that God's giving me is brand new.
Amen.
Zamene Mulungu anipasa ni sasopano.
Amen.
Amen. Although he still knew the word.
Ndipo pamene ti sopano mawa amene.
But he knew it wouldn't apply to the Gentiles.
Koma nakalia sopano pamene anapasidwa kwa mitundu.
Only a few isolated places of the Old Testament.
Ndipo mungamuone mukichipangano chakale.
So what did God do?
Kodi Mulungu anachani sopano?
He anointed Paul.
Ndipo anazoza Paul.
The apostle to the Gentiles.
Mutumiki kwa mitundu.
They had the word for the Gentiles.
He
anointed him to write 14 books of the New Testament.
Praise God. Amen.
Just
amen.
Amen.
14 books of Amitundu chap.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And did you know not one of those books was written from Jerusalem?
God, you
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A man told me one time, I believe in Brother Brown's message.
I didn't go to Peter Chango, Brother Branham.
He said, unless it come out Jeffersonville, we don't have to receive it.
He said,
just like in Bible days, unless it came out of Jerusalem, you don't want it. Amen. There are 14 books for the Gentiles, and not a single one of them came out of Jerusalem.
Amen.
They were written in Paul's travel.
Many
of them were written from Rome.
Contained
the revelation for the Gentiles. To go through the seven church ages.
Amen.
God in this end time put the Spirit back on those books and began to make them live.
Amen.
And began to restore back that apostolic office. Yesterday the message was the fivefold ministry on the second level.
Fivefold ministry sopano ya imapena.
First family introduced the bride to Christ.
Ndipo ulendo yama unaliwa kuonesa mkwatibwe kwa Yesu Kristo.
He called out the people of the Gentiles for his name.
Yoitana wamitundu wose kuzina lache.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But here comes Jesus Christ.
Kwa Yesu Kristo wabwela sopano.
Amen.
Amen.
There's no doubt in the people's mind that
we're
lying to the world. That mighty angel that come back to earth in Revelation 10.
Amen.
With
the
old book in his hand. He has a rainbow about his head. And a face like the sun.
It's
Christ coming back to earth again.
It's
Christ coming back to earth again.
And
bless your heart by the time Christ gets back to earth again. He had ministers that he's dealt with. Hallelujah. He has a apostolic office just like in the
day.
That the word can begin to grow and multiply. St. Peter got inspired.
Peter, said
we got a more sure word of prophecy. That we do well, that we take heed as a light to shine in the dark place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, until the day
dawn,
and the day star rise in your heart,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that day star is the sun.
Amen.
And that sun is the sun. And then he brings it up today by apostolic office. He put the spiritual understanding on it. He said he called out the Gentiles, the people, for his name's sake. And the calling out was to have a woman he could marry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as Paul had a message to get him engaged, there's a message at the end time doing the same thing.
Amen.
With the exception, this message get you married to Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. I said something yesterday, and it might sound a little strange. I said, there is no virgin that's a wife.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God, because the consummation of the marriage is man and wife coming together as God ordained.
The
confirmation of this marriage in this hour is you coming together with Christ, and Christ is this revealed word.
Amen.
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 There's a marriage taking place.
Amen. Amen.
All of Asia heard the words of the Lord. And the word grew and multiplied. And the word prevailed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it brought forth. Amen.
Amen.
So I say all Africa has heard the words of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
There's a fire burning that cannot be put out. It's
going to
burn over every nation of Africa.
Africa.
It's probably burning through the books and tapes and videos.
Amen.
As ministers of God get inspired.
Amen.
Amen. If you're to be part of something, it will inspire you.
Amen.
If you're to be part of something, it will set your heart on fire.
Amen.
It will cause you to be united.
Amen.
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 It'll cause you to become one with Christ. It'll cause you to be married. Hallelujah, it's a message.
Amen.
It's a recognition of Christ here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Christ is here again talking to the
Yes, Christ is here again talking to the
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's here to get you to become one with him.
Amen.
Amen. There's a marriage taking place. All Africa is hearing the word of God. All Africa is hearing the words of the Lord Jesus
Africa
Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ has said apostolic
office.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, how can you get people
sealed?
There's apostolic office. Amen. You don't have to do a thing. Just preach the word.
Amen.
Amen. Because if they're a part of it,
they
were ordained to preach it.
Yes.
When they were born,
there
was a little place in their heart.
Amen.
There's nothing else to fit but this word.
Amen.
Amen. If Titus heard it,
Amen.
He heard it. When Apollos heard it,
Amen.
They were sold on it 100%.
Amen.
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 Preaching the same gospel. Amen. Then all five fingers working together. With
Amen.
The
Amen.
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 That's perfection right there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If you take these five fingers and eliminate them, tried to do it with just the apostle.
Amen.
Amen. He was bound to be a failure.
Yeah.
The strength is not there. The other parts of it is not there. Amen. Although the apostle can work in all offices.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And Paul was a pastor one time.
Paul nari mvusa
ntawe ina. The very scripture we read.
Ndipo Mawe ameleta
verengo. There in Asia.
Banali ku Asia.
The Ephesus.
Ku Ephesus.
He pastored for 2.5 years, I believe.
Anasita nchito ya mvusa pa zaka zibili na
hapa. And he traveled as an evangelist.
Ndipo iya analisa futi
and God revealed great prophetic things to him as a prophet.
Ndipo Mulungu anamvumbulisa zambiri kwa iye futhi monga mnenelizo.
Amen. But he let them know that I can't do this alone.
Koma iye anafuna kuwauzivisa kuti
sinigachite izine. Amen. I bring you the words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ine nikubwereserani mawu ya Yesu Kristo.
Hallelujah. Take it run with it.
Ndipo tenga na kutamanga
naye. Amen.
Amen.
All heard the word of the Lord Jesus. In this last day, as all age of the word Lord Jesus in Paul's day,
he has the same out in
there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Paul office come and get to Christ.
Ndipo office ya Paul nobody saw bwenzi kwa Kristo.
His word get you married to Christ.
Ndipo uno tenga ukupasani kukwatiliwa na Yesu Kristo.
Come one with his word you
can. Mozi na mawe amena mzankala umozi na Kristo.
Amen. Then you that you're his wife.
Ndipo mamene mzaka kutili mwe ndimo mwe.
You have to come one with him.
Mwene ukukala chimozi na
iye. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh.
Vupa la fupa la ache ndipo tupi la mnofalo
fupa. Amen.
The ministry and the church all become one.
Ministry na chimpingo uzangala chimozi.
All the ministers working together in unity.
Ministers yote ari kupirira nchito pamozi.
And the church in their heart they say it's true.
Ndipo church mu mtima yawo ikamba kuti izi ni zoona.
And the church and the ministry become one.
Ndipo mpingo na ministry zangala chimozi.
That love of God come from the ministry to the church.
Chikondi cha Mulungu chichoka ku ministry utumikichenda ku church.
And said we're no longer tossed to and fro.
Ndiponso sitili wogwedezeka kuna uko.
But we speak the truth in love.
Koma tikamba zona mchikondi.
Amen. Then you begin to receive.
Ndipo tumukala chimozi.
Amen. Then the Lord translate us.
Ndipo Mulungu yatisanduliza ife.
Into the body of Christ.
Kutoka kuenda kutupira kwesi.
What he's doing, he's getting us all married together here.
Chamene achita nchakuti afuna kuti kutikwatirisa pano.
The ministry and the church become one with the word.
Utumiki na church zinkale chimodzi.
And Christ is the word.
Ndipo Christ ndiye mawu.
Then we're married to Christ.
Ndipo tikala kutiridwa kwa Yesu.
Amen. That's what John types out in Revelation chapter.
Ndiye chamene Yesu Yohane ari kuona muchivumbuliso chapter.
Amen.
Amen.
John types it out in Revelation chapter 10, verses 8 through 11.
Ndipo yes Yohana naona chimene ichi kuchivumbulisa chapter 10 chapter 8
fika ku 11. John said I went and took to the book and eat it.
Pamene yes Yohana akamba kuti nani ndo katenga kabuku kwa mpakono.
It was not your word, it was the spiritual word.
Tina uamba koma nali mawu ya uzimu.
Amen.
Now John just didn't represent the ministry.
Ndipo Yohane sai midina ko utumiki.
John just didn't represent the church.
Yohane sana kuyibira church sabe.
John represented the church and the ministry married together.
Yohane midina ko utumiki na church ndipo kwatiwa kwa mosi.
Amen. We got the book begin to eat.
Ndipo iye anando katenga book mele chana kamba kutya.
As they ate the book they began to prophesy.
Ndipo pamela namba kutya iye namba kunenera.
Amen. They began to speak revelational speech. Ndipo iye amba
kuyamba kukamba zizi zo zisinsi zolembedwa mo zofumbulisika.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophecy there is not saying thus saith the Lord, thus and
thus.
It has to do with revelational speaking.
Amen.
And we begin to talk revelation among ourselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're being lifted up by one another.
Amen.
We know that we're the wife of Christ.
lives.
Then we know how all Africa has heard the word. Not the words of a man, but the words of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, today the Lord Jesus Christ has come among us to speak.
Amen.
To give us the word. To get us mad to cry. And as you're becoming one with this word, you're becoming one with Christ.
Amen.
Not word for another time period. Not word for Brother Branham's
age. Brother Branham.
Amen. But for the bride of Jesus Christ. Because her to become the wife. And it comes through apostolic leadership.
Amen.
Amen. Now, when Paul went forth to preach and closing out today, he did very little quoting.
Yes, son of.
Amen. Now, I want today something about the ministry of Paul. The Bible says he had the words of the Lord Jesus. But did you know you'll not find Paul quoting the Lord Jesus Christ?
But it's most amazing that Paul
did not go forth quoting the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He did up too, because it was the Lord Jesus Christ in him doing the talking through the apostles.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans 11:13.
Paul said, I am the singular.
Yes, Paul, the
apostle to the Gentiles. And he said, I magnify my office.
Amen.
In other words, I tell you exactly what this office entails.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is to bring to you the living word of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For the present time you're living in. And for the present time you're living in, he wants you to be married to him. He wants you to be married to the word. He is the word. He wants you and the minister to be united together 100%.
Amen.
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 That's what John is typed out in
Revelation 10:8-11.
Amen. 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 The church and the bride all become one.
Yes. Church to mwivinkala chimozi.
When I say that, I mean the ministry and everybody believing the same.
Amen.
In the days of Paul, he said, let there be no division among you.
Amen.
Be sure you speak the same thing. And if he knew if they were ordained of God, they would have the same mind.
Same
mind. Amen. Amen. There cannot be two preachers preaching different things in both subjects.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. If they are, they need to move up.
Yes.
It's someone that the light hadn't shined on yet. And if the light hadn't shined on, they couldn't be a leader.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But those that's ordained as part of this fivefold ministry,
amen,
will all speak the same thing, be of the same mind, the same judgment.
Amen.
That's what it means, be married to Christ.
Amen.
That's what it means to be united to him.
Amen.
That's what it means to be bone and his bone, flesh and his flesh. This message is Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You're married to the mess. blessing. Not only you, but all the ministry. Amen. All Africa are hearing the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Is this apostolic office setting the church going from continent to continent? Going from nation to nation? Sitting the earth today. And I'm not sure there's any place in the world it hadn't gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there's a people being married to it.
Amen.
Now what is being married? Become one with. Become bone of bone, flesh of flesh.
Amen.
As you're married to this message, amen, the message is Christ.
Amen.
You're married to Christ, you are his wife. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And not only for the just the members of the body, but the ministry, we're all married.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All Africa has heard the word of Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we've been married to Christ.
Amen.
We've become one with the word.
Amen.
And becoming one with the word, we've become one with that Christ that gave.
Amen.